So we are Ann Arbor Stories, a podcast in partnership with the Ann Arbor District Library. You can see all of our information here. So if you'd like to tweet at us or tweet using the hashtag tonight for Nerd Night, we tell stories from the distant and not so distant past. More of a storytelling podcast than a history podcast, though we try to do our best to stay historically accurate. So check us out. We come out every other Thursday on iTunes on the AADL site. So this is a live version of the history of the Red Light District that we'll share with you tonight. So without further ado, this is Ann Arbor Stories. I'm Rich Reddy. There was a time, a long time ago, when right downtown, there was a red light district. It included not just adult bookstores, topless massage parlors. It included prostitutes, hoodlums, bums, all down South 4th Street. Cops came through, they raided all those massage parlors. They rounded up prostitutes, johns, it didn't matter. We got new massage people. We got new prostitutes. They couldn't stop them. So how did this all come to Ann Arbor, right downtown? How did this den of iniquity start way back when? Let's go back to 1960 on Cleveland's East Side. Reuben Sturman. 1960 was the year that Reuben Sturman sold his first porno magazine. Reuben Sturman grew up selling comics out of the trunk of his car. He got enough money to open some magazine kiosks. Then he got enough money to open some warehouses where he did magazine distribution throughout the nation. And then in 1960, he realized he could make a lot more money selling magazines with boobs in them than selling comic books or Field and Stream. So he started distributing these magazines all across the nation. By 1970, he was the largest distributor of pornography in the United States. They called this guy the Henry Ford of porn. So he found ways to distribute these magazines, which eventually became videotapes. He would bankroll these movies from coast to coast, wonderful art films that he would distribute throughout all these adult bookstores. He was the big name in porn. Now, at the same time, in a cornfield in Durand, Michigan, just 20 miles west of Flint, a man named Harvey Mone owned the Scene Drive-In. And he was screening these things they called the Durand Dirties. They were screening such films as Thar She Blows. What's another? I don't want to mess this up. Swingin' Swappers. So these were films that Harvey screened in this cornfield to people that would come from miles around to sit in this drive-in and watch dirty movies in their cars. So what started as, in 1966, as a $2,000 business, quickly grew, and Harvey started buying up old bookstores and old theaters and converting them into adult bookstores and porn theaters, so that in 1970, this guy was worth $6 million. Now, the real star of our show is this man, Terry Whitman Schultes. Terry Whitman Schultes, in 1970, walked into his first adult bookstore. It was in Flint, Michigan. This guy was 22 years old. He had been in the Navy. Not a guy who was shy by any means. But he looked on the... He was a former Navy SEAL. Sorry. Stories were not always historically accurate. When he walked in, he looked on the racks and he saw Climax and Blowjob Babies and Space Raptor Butt Invasion. And his face turned red and he was so embarrassed that he vowed to master this feeling. So he went in there the next day and he started working in this bookstore. And he learned at the feet of Harvey Mone, our friend from before, who's worth $6 million, who owned this place. So Terry Whitman Schultes learned from this and then eventually decided to expand his empire to other cities. Now, he decided, here we go, in May of 1970, two adult bookstores opened side by side on South 4th Street right in downtown Ann Arbor. At 215 South 4th, where Today Clothing is today, the Ann Arbor Adult News opened, and right next door, where the A2 local bike shop is, the 4th Avenue Adult News opened, side by side. Above them was the American Massage Parlor. Owned, maybe, but definitely run by our man, Terry Whitman Schultes. It took the county prosecutor about 2 weeks to pull both of those bookstores into court, charging them with obscenity charges, and they eventually seized 6 magazine titles, and they deemed them obscene for the following reasons. They appealed to the prurient interests affronted contemporary community standards and are without redeeming social value. So those two operated, but that wasn't all. That wasn't all in the red light district. There were the massage parlors, 3 of them to be precise. American Massage, which was right above those two bookstores. There was Caesar's Retreat. That was located where the MLive building is now. And then, don't forget the Tokyo Health Spa. That was located at 404 West Liberty, kind of near Blue Karaoke, where, for $20, gentlemen, you could get a hand job. For $45, you can get a blowjob. So these were the places that were operating at this time right downtown. An anecdote from an old man named Walter Metzger. Some of you might recognize the last name. He owned Metzger's German restaurant back in the day where Grizzly Peak is. He was quoted in the newspaper saying he would lock the door at 11 o'clock. He would walk down South 4th Street going home and would just be asked, this old man, just asked by prostitute after prostitute after prostitute whether he wanted a little nighttime love. The business people hated it. Ann Arborists kind of liked it, but that was the state of this red light district. Not sure if the bookstores brought the massage parlors, brought the masseuses, brought the prostitutes, brought the Johns. It was the alchemy, this big alchemy. But 2 years later, this was a real red light district. The police, they made their first big raid on October 18th, 1972. It was a coordinated raid of the American Massage Parlor and Caesar's Retreat. It took them 4 months of hard undercover work to finally bust 6 women and 8 men were arrested from these massage parlors, but it was front page news, a big, big deal back in the day. The way that Terry Whitman Schultes thought of this was free publicity. He said that business actually went up after this appeared in the newspaper. Police came in, they would come through and they would arrest the prostitute. They would arrest the Johns, the guys and gals who were after the prostitutes. No effect. No police effect whatsoever. So the city turned to politics. So what Ann Arbor City Council did was they created City Ordinance 550. It is regulation concerning adult entertainment businesses. And these were rules against things like you had to have a lot of signage for minors. If 20% or more of your stock in trade was for sexual reasons, you were deemed an adult business. And you couldn't be located within 700 feet of real estate, residential, a park, or another adult business. So they tried to zone these places out or at least kind of cap how many more could come in. So throughout the red tape, throughout all this extra scrutiny, Terry Whitman Schultes decides in 1980, after 10 years with no new adult bookstores, that he's going to open a new adult bookstore in Ann Arbor. And it's going to be called the Danish News. It had everything. It had peep show booths for 25 cents. It had adult novelties. It had 8mm film. It had everything. And it took basically 2 days for the court to pull him into court, where he fought what would eventually be almost a 10-year battle to try and keep the Danish News alive. Leave it to the man to strike back. Or a vampire, or a triceratops, or a space cowboy. Terry Whitman Schultes had the money to fight. This wasn't his only bookstore. He owned other bookstores and theaters throughout the state. He was pulling in $2.3 million a year on all this wonderful pornography that he was peddling to a very happy crowd. Plus, he had massage parlors. I'm going to give you some stats. $22,000 from those quarter peep shows. $360,000 from his $50 an hour massage parlors, not counting the $20 hand jobs, $45 blow jobs. Now, quick overview. There was all this litigation. So he was in court, not just for the ordinance, but there were federal and Supreme Court rulings on not just obscenity, but on adult businesses. So there was 1973 Coleman Young versus American Mini Theater, where it was deemed that cities could zone where adult businesses were, which was countered in 1983 by Shad versus Borough of Mount Akron, which said nude dancing, you have a First Amendment protection for nude dancing. So Terry Whitman Schultes fought all of this stuff throughout all of this time, fighting the ordinances, fighting these things. The Danish News would open, it would close, it would be like half open, half closed. But Terry Whitman Schultes kept pouring money into it, fighting. That's what he wanted to do. He was also supporting his girlfriend, Karen Christie, who was operating her own adult bookstore in Ipsy that was called Unique Creations Adult Materials Store. The location is no longer there. The building was bulldozed. But she was fighting to keep that open while she had the blueprints for a brand new bookstore to come right on Main Street. So she was trying to put a new bookstore backed by her boyfriend on Main Street to bring the fourth adult bookstore to town. A lot of court fighting. When asked why he kept fighting for everything, Terry Whitman Schultes, that very handsome man up there, said, "Everybody calls me brash. Well, if you look it up, brash means stupidly bold. If that means not worrying about what's going to happen to me for speaking up, then I guess I'm brash." Ann Arbor City Council decided to update Ordinance 550. As you can see here, adult areas where entertainment is allowed, there are some great landmarks here. The Michigan Theater Building, the Borders Building, almost all of Main Street. Go for it, adult businesses, is what the ordinance said, because they didn't want to be ruled unconstitutional for preventing adult bookstores. So what they said was you can go to these places, or you could go to industrial parks or the dump if you want to create your new adult business. So this ordinance prevented Terry Whitman Schultes or Karen Christie from opening anything new. And then eventually all of this led to the first, and please don't get too upset by this, the first adult bookstore closing in 1984, which was the 4th Avenue Adult News. But the rest kept hanging on. They hung on through all of this stuff until the 204th Avenue Group. This was a group of 5 local rich guys, real estate people, just dudes with a lot of money, and they decided they were going to push these porn peddlers out of South 4th Avenue and North 4th, which is where the Danish News was. So what they did was they formed this group in 1986, and they started buying up all this property. So Harvey Mone is the guy who owned the 2 bookstores. He owned 3 buildings on South 4th. The IRS was cracking down on him, and he didn't want to go to jail, so he sold the building to this guy named Ed Schaffran, who was part of the 204th Avenue group. And Ed just sat there, and he honored the lease for the one bookstore there, but he just waited. He just waited and waited and waited, as did another owner named J.D. Hall, who owned the Danish News, which is in the Birkenstock building, if you guys walk by there. That's where that used to be. He just sat on that too, waiting for them to screw up. And eventually, you would imagine porn peddlers, you're like, they're really good with their books. Like, they're really good with bookkeeping. It didn't happen. So what happened was, Terry Whitman Schultes, the guy running his place, screwed up, and he missed a rent payment. And J.D. Hall, who was also fighting Karen Christie and Ipsy, it's a great, like, it's very, a lot of triangles here. He served Terry Whitman Schultes and the Danish News with eviction papers. So they had to vacate, or the sheriff would come in and kick them out. That is the saddest pornography picture ever published in the Ann Arbor News, where they carry, these dudes are wearing Carhartt, like jumpsuits and snapback baseball caps, carrying this giant sign back to the Flint sign company from whence it came. And Terry Whitman Schultes is now without a home. He's kicked out. He has no place to go. And 3 months later, again, I'm sorry to say, the Wolverine Adult Entertainment Bookstore, which it was named at the time, Ed Schaffran came down on them from their location. And he kicked them out because they had let the building fall to too much disrepair. And Ann Arbor lost its... Ann Arbor lost its last adult bookstore. The massage parlors followed. Street visible prostitution. There were hundreds of mentions of it prior to 1986 when this all happened. 2 years later, it was at... It's at zero. Zero. And the businessmen had won. And they had reclaimed, look at that gorgeous South 4th Avenue. Sotini's. The A2 bike shop. We wouldn't have that today if not for this. And they cleaned it all up. And the city won. Epilogue. City prosecutor Bruce Laidlaw. He served from 1975 to 1991. Then he took a job at a little place that did filters to detect air and water purity. Gelman Sciences. Reuben Sturman, the Henry Ford of porn. Unfortunately, Reuben died in federal prison in Kentucky in 1997, serving 9 years of a 30-plus year sentence for extortion, tax evasion, and then he escaped briefly and he was apprehended. It's hard to get the exact length of his term. He had a $100 million porn empire by the time he was arrested. In 2000, the porn industry honored his legacy by naming their Lifetime Achievement Award the Reuben Sturman Lifetime Achievement Award. It was first awarded in the year 2000 at the AVN Movie Awards, next to things like Best New Starlet, Best Orgy, Best Bang Bang. And they got the Reuben Sturman Lifetime Achievement Award. Well, Harvey Mone, alive! If you've ever seen a Deja Vu nightclub or ever been a Deja Vu nightclub, Harvey Mone owns all of those. He owns everything that's labeled Larry Flint's blank, 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 like Larry Flint's Hustler Club or Barely Legal. There's apparently a lot of those things. Harvey is alive and well. He's going to turn 74 this year. And they call him the King of the Strip Club. He lives in Vegas right now. He opened an erotic museum there. So if you've ever been to the Erotic Museum in Vegas, Harvey paid for that. And ultimately in 2005, what you're seeing here is Harvey Mone receiving the Reuben Sturman Lifetime Achievement Award. Terry Whitman Schultes. Yeah, right. Oh, dead. How do you think Terry died? Heart attack. Terry died of a heart attack at age 50. Was not expecting that. That was in 1998. He had six kids and this pretty sizable little porn empire, and he forgot to do something before he died, which was write a will. So his six kids fought over all these bookstores that still exist. If you ever see like the Lion's Den, or you're driving and like, what's the other one? Velvet Touch. Oh, those are the ones. He owns all those. Well, his family owns all those. He had more than 40 arrests during his life, more than 80 lawsuits, no convictions. Clean guy right here. 20 years after his death, his estate remains unsettled. Thus concludes a history of the red light district in Ann Arbor.